We're very excited at No Barriers Foundation to be partnering with the HSE and leading out on developing and delivering services for children within the CD&T services. Again, this is a service that is very new, very exciting. We're looking forward to sitting down with the HSE and looking at our aims, our objectives, and how we can support and deliver to the families and to the children of Donegal today.
€3 million announced by Minister Anne Rabbitt last night. That's pretty much 40% of the entire national cake. She made it quite clear that she sees what No Barriers are doing as a national example that she believes is going to be followed elsewhere in the country and eventually replicated elsewhere in the country. But when it comes to this, you're really the leaders.
Yes, we are, Donal, and it's a very exciting time for us here at No Barriers. Again, I'm really passionate about paediatrics. I have been working in the area for 22 years and I was really honoured to get the opportunity to move to No Barriers and work with Johnny and his team there. Really, at No Barriers, we break down barriers in society and communities. We fundamentally put the person at the centre of our service and our service delivery. We're really looking forward to working closely together with allied health professionals, with professionals in community services and professionals within the fitness industry to bring together new and exciting programmes in conjunction with the HSE. We're really excited about listening and working together with the families in Donegal. Today is about the children of Donegal. It's about the families. It's really about putting them at the centre stage now and working together to create and design and deliver a programme that works for them.
It was interesting when Minister Rabbitt last night was speaking. She said the first time I came to No Barriers, and in fairness, that was her third visit last night. She said, the first time I came to No Barriers, I thought I was going to a gym. I did go to a gym, but I went to so much more.
And, I mean, Minister Rabbitt is absolutely fantastic. She has so much insight. She really saw between the lines and saw what was happening at No Barriers, which is new, exciting, innovative. What we do there is different. We aim to put the person again at the centre of our practice. We look at integrating and including people in the community. We want to look at how we can use a community facility to show that, you know what, we're all individuals, we're all different, we're all diverse, but we're all one. And really, we welcome everybody into No Barriers. We look at movement, exercise, activity, functional skills, movement, and how that can improve and support not just your physical health, but your mental health. And why is that a lifesaver? Well, it's a lifesaver because it leads to lifelong good, healthy habits that help you to be the best person you can be in your life.